Good evening. Look at Walter. You don't have to translate that. Look at Walter. Now, Walter is an evangelist that started here a long time ago. And it's good to see you again, Walter. Welcome to Temple Baptist Church. And these are members of the Spanish Church that some time ago started here at Temple. So we are very, very honored having you here. You want to translate this one?
Bonsoir. Je vais traduire ce que le pasteur est en train de dire. Donc, bonsoir à tout le monde et bienvenue à Temple Baptist Church. On est très content de vous avoir parmi nous. Il y a l'église mexicaine qui est ici avec nous ce soir. Espagnole, excusez-moi. Grosse erreur. L'église espagnole qui est avec nous ce soir. Et puis, ça fait plaisir de les avoir ici, étant donné qu'ils ont commencé ici dans cette église il y a plusieurs années.
I would like to welcome our guests and visitors tonight. We expected more, but it seems that things have prevented them from coming. Even one of our numbers, the Jews for Jesus duet, their car broke down on 40 and Metropolitan somewhere, and they're waiting for CAA to come and repair it. So I can understand why not everyone was able to come, but welcome. And this is the house of the Lord. I hope and pray that you'll feel at home and you will have a worshipful evening with us tonight. Whatever you can remember.
Bienvenue à tous les visiteurs. On s'attendait à voir quelques personnes de plus, mais malheureusement, il y a eu des empêchements. Notamment,
let me just confirm before I say something wrong. Who was it?
The gentleman who from Jews for Jesus.
Un monsieur, can I say in
and
English?
Jews for Jesus.
The Jews for Jesus et sa femme qui étaient censés venir ce soir n'ont pas pu venir parce que ils ont un petit problème de voiture et ils sont coincés sur la 40. Donc, en tout cas, bienvenue à tous ceux qui ont pu être là ce soir et on espère que vous avez passé un bon moment parmi nous.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for blessing us. We have gathered together here tonight from all kinds of backgrounds and cultures and races and churches and religious groups. And our aim is to glorify your name, to praise your name in thanksgiving for being with us, for helping this small and yet effective church to continue for 100 years. And Lord, we have come to this point in the life of this church and this ministry, and we are honored to be part of this celebration. Heavenly Father, we ask you please to touch each one of us with your Holy Spirit. May the singing and praises and the music be in your name and for your glory only. Father, please be with each one of us tonight. I pray for the couple whose car has broken down while trying to reach here to share their gifts with us. Please be with them, and you are a God of miracles. You can help them deal with that situation. I pray for the others who are here to share their gifts, their voices, and their talents are brought here tonight to praise your name. Lord, touch each one of us. In your blessed name I pray, amen. This church is celebrating 100 years of ministry and service. I have not been here for 100 years, obviously, but I've been half of those 100 years. I have been coming to this church for about 50 years, and there aren't too many. We have one other family that is little over 50 years, Emil and Angela Antos, and we have maybe another family. But we've been here, and we have seen God at work. We have seen our neighborhood change from one kind of culture to another culture, to a different culture, from all kinds of congregations, or at least a congregation. There was a time that we had many Greeks. There came a time that we had Armenians. There was a time that we had many Ghanaians. At one time, we had about 100 Ghanaians coming to this church. We had the Spanish, and we had the Chinese started here, and after a few years, they have their own church, and they planted other churches. So God has been using us here, not because we are any better than others, not because we are any smarter than others, not because we are richer than others, not because we speak the language better than others, but because we have offered our services to God, and we have said we will serve you faithfully. And everyone that walks in this church is a volunteer, and God has blessed each one of us through their ministry. Our ministry has reached out to many countries. We, as a small congregation, we have a ministry, a tract distribution, printing, and distributing ministry. We have translated and have written tracts in about 12 languages, and about 3 million bilingual French and English tracts have been distributed here in Quebec and in Haiti, where our tracts are going. Then we have missionaries in Bangladesh, Armenia, and the Philippines. We support our ministries all because, I believe, the members here have been faithful. We also have a radio program every day at 12 o'clock. If you have a moment during the day, you can turn to AM 760 WCHP and you will hear our program. For all these, we thank God and we celebrate in His name. We have also good friends. Our friend Ed Sarazin has been helpful to us too. Those flowers are from his organization. They send us those flowers. We thank you for those flowers and the person who came and decorated them. And also we have many volunteers here who have made this building a place where people can come and rest. Our celebration will continue. On Friday, we will have, it is the youth night, and we'll have, what's his first name, Charlebois? Normand Charlebois will be the speaker. Everyone is invited to come. If you feel young, you can still come and join them. And then on Saturday will be the big event. All our guests and visitors will be coming, and then we'll have a good presentation, PowerPoints and things. Please come and visit us if you can on Saturday. And then Sunday we will have our closing celebration. Sunday morning our guest speaker will be Dr. Paul Stevens from British Columbia, who was the first pastor that I met when I came to Canada here at Temple Baptist Church. We have here a small chapter to be read, and Margaret, you'll come and read that chapter, please. As a matter of fact, you'll read two pieces. Later on, we'll read the other one.
If you want to follow along, I'll be reading from Psalm 100 as a call to worship, just to prepare us for worshiping God tonight. And I know much of the evening we'll be listening to others sing, but we can still be worshiping God as we listen. So it's Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Now, I mentioned Walter de Sousa, but he has a taller brother. And Chuck has been so helpful and kind to us. And when we had other celebrations, Chuck always was ready to come. And I was going to say help us, but no.
Praise the Lord with us, or we praise the Lord with us. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it is a joy to celebrate Christ with you tonight. The older we get, or the older I get, the more I can confirm that life without Christ is absolutely absurd. When I think of his grace, you know, when you're a young Christian, what's the first thing that you do is you quit smoking, right? When you're a young Christian, and then you think you've got it made. And you like judging people because you quit smoking, and it's great. But the older you get, then the Lord starts speaking with you, speaking to you, and saying, well, if you gossip in your brother's back, or if you hate your brother, you're guilty of murder. Ooh. And if you look at a woman lustfully, you're guilty of adultery. And then you realize how important and how wondrous God's grace is. And you don't point your fingers at other people in judgment anymore. And I like to share that song with you, God's grace. It's an amazing grace. It's a grace that cost my Lord and Savior his life. It wasn't cheap. But I'd like to share it with you. The way that my Afro-American brothers and sisters used to sing it way back when. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yeah. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, oh, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, yeah, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Grâce infinie, Christ est ma vie. Praise God. 15 years ago, there was a large blackout in the town that I live in, Saint-Anne-des-Plaines. That's right near the prison. And yes, they let me out tonight. Thank you. It was crisp, very cold evening. No electricity, no lights. And I asked my daughter if she wanted to come for a walk with me outside. And at the time, she was an adolescent. She was 14 years old. And we were looking at the constellations, and we're looking at the galaxies. We're looking at all the wondrous heavenly lights. And I said, sweetheart, do you know that in Psalms, it says that God has named each one of those lights by their own specific name? And she said something that really blew my mind. For a 14-year-old, it was just astounding. You know what she said? In French, she said, aïe, which in English just means wow. But that's the kind of God that we serve. And Walter showed me an article in the Gazette about the Hubble telescope that is taking pictures in 3D of hundreds of millions of light years away, and God is still creating. Our God is still creating. What a wondrous God we have. And He can be your Heavenly Father tonight if you just say yes to Him.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the things Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Your power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee.
You want to sing it? Sing it with me.
How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Et quand je songe au sublime mystère que Dieu si grand a pu penser à moi, que son cher fils est devenu mon frère, et que je suis l'héritier du grand roi. Alors mon cœur dit la nuit, le jour, que Tu es bon, ô Dieu d'amour. Alors mon cœur dit la nuit, le jour, que Tu es bon. Ô Dieu d'amour.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, there are people who have been so willing to praise the Lord. And there have been people who do not want to share their gifts. But the ones that are here tonight, they are more than willing to share their gifts. And Chuck, thank you so much. Now, another person is Elise. Elise has been singing for our anniversary celebrations for going back many years.
I'm older than you.
You are older than me, eh? It shows. Oh, well, no. Well, look, she's my sister-in-law, so I can get away with stuff. And Elise, not only she was singing for our anniversaries, but a few years ago, Elise and her husband joined our church, and we have been enjoying their fellowship and also her singing every Sunday, so thank you. Thank you so much. I don't want to say many years ago because then you get is going to be very old. But I know that some years ago, my wife and I went to Christian Friends of Israel celebration. Now, Huguette may not remember this, but you were singing there. You remember it?
Yeah.
And guess what happened? Let me fix this before you fall. No. We fell in love with you. And we still are in love with Huguette. Huguette came and sang for our anniversaries before. And Huguette has a wonderful testimony. Her testimony has touched many hearts and lives. So Huguette, praise the Lord, come in.
Good evening. We celebrate 100 years just once, eh? But we will celebrate forever together. Hallelujah. I will ask Aunt Margaret if she wants to read the song that I will sing in French. It is 1 Corinthians 13. If you want to read it with her.
I've never read to music before. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Si je parlais le plus parfait langage, si même un ange me prêtait le sien, que me vaudrait ce futile avantage? Si je n'ai pas en cœur l'amour, je ne suis rien. Je ne suis rien qu'un air qui résonne, une cymbale au rythme répété. Tout manque encore aux grâces que Dieu donne. Si je n'ai pas au cœur l'amour, la charité.
L'amour se montre très patient et bienveillant à l'égard
du prochain.
Et non plus ne se vante, ne s'enfle pas d'orgueil et sans dédain, plein d'égal, ne fait tort à personne. Réprouve l'injustice, veut la vérité. Que de douceur, de paix, l'amour apporte. L'amour excuse tout, l'amour croit tout. Tout il espère et tout il supporte, mettant son corps et son parfum partout. Les plus beaux dons disparaissent et meurent. Cette vertu vit en éternité. Espérance, amour demeure. De ces trois, le plus grand est l'amour.
Merci beaucoup. I'm sorry, my voice is not really well. I was sick for the past week, and I thought that everything could be okay tonight.
Sounds okay.
Yeah, okay, okay. So if you want to help me sing the hallelujahs, we have all and each of us. Something that we are, how do you say, reconnaissant? Reconnaissant?
Thankful.
We're all thankful for something, I'm sure. Big things, small things. I love my Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I adore you. My heart bows before you. Songs of ringing, hallelujahs ringing. Hallelujah.
tellement t'adorant nos cœurs chantent ton nom, chant de gloire et sonné. Alléluia, sonné.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You get, I don't know why I thought of where this piano came from. And I'm not going to go into history. But when our church needed a piano, we went all over the place and finally we found a piano from a nightclub. This belonged to a nightclub that was closing down. That's why I thought of it. Now, Huguette at one time would sit there and sing not Christian songs, not hallelujahs. She was a nightclub singer. Does that sound bad? Yeah. That's it. No. And today she's praising the Lord and making us and we have tears while she's singing. Thank you, Lord, for this piano that came out from in a nightclub to this church. And thank you, Lord, for this young lady. We came out from a nightclub, and she is serving you. What can I say other than to thank God for enabling us to come this far in our life. As human beings, every one of us must thank God for enabling us to be here tonight. For it is His gift of life. For it is His gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. that enables us to gather together and sing hymns that the world may think, give me a break, what is she singing? But to us, praise the Lord, we are reaching heavens because we know that this is nothing in comparison with the music and the rejoicing we'll enjoy in heaven for eternity.
As I said in the beginning of our celebration evening tonight, we are blessed to have the choir, my choir, from Lucifer Baptist Church.
My name is David Serrato. I'm group, we represented the Baptist Church, Luz y Verdad. This night, we want to glorify the Lord with two songs. The first name is Wonderful Grace. And the second, the Lord bless you and keep on you. We are very happy. We are very happy. Really, we are very happy to be with you. And we have a problem this night because our pastors no here. But Danilo, my brother, he's playing maybe better with me. What's happening with our pastor?
Unfortunately, our pastor had a little accident while he was traveling to get a little bit better down to El Salvador. So he sends his blessings and his prayers towards this church. He still remembers how kindly this church opened its doors to our new church. And we are glad to say that even though we're from different countries and we speak different languages, our God is one, and we're happy about it, and we want to humbly give you a little bit of the talents that God has given us.
Thank you. The scriptures, everything always have something good for we. In Psalm 133 say, how good and pleasant is when the brothers live together in unity. And the end say, for there the Lord bestows his blessing even life forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for inviting us to the celebration. God bless you in the name of Jesus. The Bible languages say Spanish is the heaven language. I don't know. But this night we sing in Spanish.
Gracias de paz y luz, de llamar.
Thank you. Actually, I think she chose Onward Christian Soldiers just to encourage us at our age to continue our war in life. Thank you so much for coming. We would like to invite you to come back on Saturday. On Saturday, I'm sure this place will be filled. But still there is room for anyone who wishes to come and join us. And then Sunday we have our closing celebration, and Dr. Paul Stevens will be our guest speaker. Let us just stand for prayer, please. And then our Heavenly Father, we thank you for creating each one of us. You are our creator. You are our sustainer. No matter what some feel or think or say, we know that only you could have created all this that we can see and even think of. Thank you for enabling us as a ministry, small and yet in your service, to continue until today. We do not know what is going to happen tomorrow, but we know that you are in control in everything and you hold our hand. Father in heaven, be with each one of us tonight. Guide us, protect us, strengthen us, and may your hope and Lord, please guide and protect those who will be returning home. In your blessed name I pray, amen.